on the next episode with Antonio. Thank you, Keys for Kids Ministries, for this daily devotional. Mother's Voice. Read Proverbs 6, verse 20 through 22. As Aurora and her mom walked along a nearby lake one chilly spring day, the wispy mist rose up from the water. "Look, Mom, that lady is feeding the ducks." Aurora motioned toward a woman seated on a bench. "Let's go watch them." "Okay," said Mom. So they walked toward the woman. A mob of ducks milled around her, frantically pushing and shoving to get the corn she offered them. "There's one with babies," Aurora laughed as she pointed to a mother duck with several little ones. "They're so cute and tiny." Mom nodded. "Yes, and notice how close they stick to their mother." "How do they know which one she is?" asked Aurora. "Ducks all look alike." Hearing her, the woman on the bench turned. "To you they do, but not to them. And ducklings know their mother's voice." Aurora noticed two ducklings at the edge of the group, tripping along and peeping at the top of their little voices. Beep, beep. "Oh, poor things. They must not have a mother." The woman pointed to the duck family. "They belong with the others. They got separated from the brood a minute ago." Quacking loudly, the mother duck headed for the water. The five ducklings with her followed. The two other ducklings hesitated, then hurried toward the water too. They fell in line with the others as the mother duck led them far out into the lake. "Wow, they really do know her voice," said Aurora. "And they do what she tells them, don't they?" The woman nodded. "Kids should listen to their mother's voices as well as ducklings do," she said with a grin. Mom chuckled. "I agree," she said as she and Aurora turned to leave.
"I agree too," Aurora said as they walked along. She laughed when Mom looked at her in surprise.
"Okay, I admit I don't always act like it, but I know mothers really do want what's best for their kids."
"I'm glad you know that," Mom said. "I know I'm not perfect, but I pray every day that Jesus would help me teach you to follow him. He made me your mother, so I can help you hear his voice."
Aurora reached out and squeezed her mom's arm. "I'm so thankful he did." Thank God for mothers. Key verse. Do not turn away from your mother's teaching. Proverbs 1, verse 8. Do you listen to your mother? Do you follow her advice? Even baby animals like ducklings listen to their mothers. How about you? Do you hear and obey your mother or other caretaker God provided for you? God puts mothers in children's lives so they can demonstrate the kind of love Jesus has for us. Mother's Day is a good time to thank Him for those who love and care for you. Happy Mother's Day!